6:37, 106.4 WZAC Morning Radio. You know, Simone called up, wanted to come on this morning and talk about how I've been exploiting him for the last few years.
Now, I hope you told him to drop dead.
Yeah, I hope you didn't tell him to come on down.
No, I said we had a full show today. I told him maybe we'd let him call in and discuss it later in the week.
Why? I didn't thought you didn't want to have anything else to do with him.
Well, I don't, but I think it'd be hilarious to hear what he has on his twisted mind.
Well, as long as he communicates with us by telephone. I don't think I want to be in the same room with Simone anymore. He's become a very intimidating character.
Yeah, he used to just be scary to look at.
But he was harmless. I mean, these days he really makes me nervous.
Tell me about it. Last time he was here, I felt like he was getting ready to snap out and hit me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's beneficial for the squatters to have him like that. I mean, I guess they use him to keep the housing department people away.
Yeah, they use him to keep everybody away. I'll bet even the other squatters are scared of him.
Yeah, well, let the other squatters have him. We don't need him around here.
Mm-hmm. Is it my imagination, or is Pete starting to talk as if this is his show?
Yeah, I've noticed that a lot lately.
This is my show, Pete. I get to decide who comes on and who doesn't.
And you're just a lowly intern, and don't you ever forget that.
Yeah, don't you ever forget I could have you banished anytime I want to.
Sorry, I didn't realize there was such a strong caste system in this studio. Next time, I'll keep my mouth shut.
Whoa! Somebody woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
That's because somebody woke up alone again. He's just frustrated because he hasn't gotten the old lady in the bed yet.
She's not an old lady. She's 31.
Well, that's 8 years older than you are, Pete.
Yeah, Pete's probably just nervous because she has 8 years more experience than he does.
Oh, I don't know about that. The way Pete describes this woman, she sounds like a type who held out until she was, at least 18, 19.
Yeah, right. He was probably stripping the goats in his uncle's farm when he was 12.
Look, we don't have that kind of relationship. We're just roommates.
You mean you're just roommates because you can't get anywhere with her?
Or because you're too afraid to make a move?
Don't you have anything better to talk about?
No, if we had something better to talk about, we'd be talking about it.
Now refresh my memory. What does this woman do for a living again?
She's a fashion designer.
Okay, that's a demanding field. She probably works real long hours, and she has a little daughter to take care of. Doesn't sound to me like this woman has a whole lot of time to cruise the single scene.
Yeah, it sounds to me like having a tall, good-looking young dope in the next room would be just what the doctor ordered for.
Yeah, she'd probably let you move in, figuring that you would service her, Pete.
Yeah, you're just too much of a newer brain to realize it.
Look, why don't you shut the hell up about this, all right? Isn't there anything that falls under the heading of private on this damn show?
What was that all about?
I don't know. We didn't let Simone come down to the studio because we were worried that he would get violent. I think Pete's the one we got to be concerned about.
Really? God.
Hey, is it time for a commercial yet? I need a break.
I need a drink.
Yeah, we all do. Hey, we'll be back, folks.